Marvelicious Toys is brought to you in part by Dorkside Toys. At DorksideToys.com, you can get the latest Marvel toys, as well as Star Wars, G.I. Joe, The Walking Dead, and more. Run by toy fans, you can be assured your order will be given great attention and packed with care. Sign up to their social channels now for stock alerts, reviews, and toy and movie news. DorksideToys.com. You'd be a dork not to shop there. Welcome to Marvelicious Toys, hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more, because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're Marvelicious.
Hello and welcome to issue 117 of Marvelicious Toys. I'm Marjorie.
I'm Arnie.
And this is Justin.
Alright, Justin, we told you last time you had 2 weeks to see Spider-Man before we were going full spoiler. So did you see it?
I did. I did see Spider-Man 2.
And what'd you think?
Notice that right away he didn't go, "Oh my god, it was the most awesome movie ever!"
It's complicated.
It's not you, it's me.
Wait, who is it? I don't understand. It's complicated. Either it's good or it's bad.
Well, normally, yes. But I feel like with Spider-Man, there's all this meta-knowledge we bring into the situation that you just can't ignore. Like, Marjorie, you spoke last time about like how there's an age cutoff for this Spider-Man versus the Tobey Maguire ones.
Yeah.
That's stuff we can't unknow, right? So we have to go into this movie with all this other knowledge of, like, why Sony even has the rights to make this movie, why these movies are coming out the way they are. And I feel like I couldn't just watch it as a fan. Like, I had to know things that I wouldn't want to know normally and judge it with that knowledge. So, I mean, the long and short of it is it a horrible movie? No. I mean, there was some definitely fun stuff in there. I really liked what they did with, like, the Spidey sense kind of special effects when, you know, everything slowed down and was kind of Matrix-y in there. That was cool. But you know what? The rest of it, it didn't feel like, you know, with X-Men, the last X-Men First Class, right? That was coming in from a place where, okay, you've done 3 X-Men movies. Why are you doing another one? And then they came out and they did something that blew us away with just changing up the game. I don't feel like this has changed the game in the Spider-Man world at all. It just feels like more Spider-Man stuff.
I can agree with you there. I did like the Times Square scene a lot. You can hear my full review at nowplayingpodcast.com. You can also hear my review of The Matrix at nowplayingpodcast.com, speaking of The Matrix. But I agree with you. I will say this. It was better than I expected because I had the lowest of expectations. I went in just expecting Batman and Robin. We talked on the show about how Electro's figure looked way too much like Mr. Freeze. And Jerry had that great line, "electrifying party." And that's just what I expected the whole movie to be. And so going in expecting that, what I said on the show is we reached the 1 hour point of watching the movie. And I'm like, wait, when does it start sucking? It's not as great as the first 2 Raimi films, but it's a hell of a lot better than that third.
True. But I guess that's my problem. If the bar to clear is just not sucking as bad as Spider-Man 3, then what are we doing, you know?
I don't like Andrew Garfield. I find him awkward. I just feel uncomfortable when he's on the screen. He really just gives me the heebie-jeebies when he's acting.
Are you still feeling bad that Facebook was stolen from him?
Yes, that's it. Now, he was less awkward in this movie, but I still got, like, the creepy crawlies from him.
See, for me, I don't even mind him. You know, I mean, he doesn't creep me out, and I think he does a fine job playing Peter Parker and a, you know, good enough job being animated as Spider-Man. I mean, but, you know, it wasn't even the acting. It was just, I think, Arnie, you nailed it. I listened to your Now Playing, and you nailed it. It feels like they tried cramming 2 movies into one and didn't do either one of them justice.
I kind of felt like there's too long between the Electro appearances, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He was just kind of forgotten for a while.
And, okay, I'm sorry. I did say that the acting didn't bother me, but come on, Jamie Foxx is a nerd. That was way over the top.
That was bad. But not nearly as bad as one of my all-time favorite character actors, Paul Giamatti.
I didn't even recognize it was him!
He should be embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed for him. That scene right there, the opening scene with Spider-Man hanging outside. Oh, you're not a shaker? I am a killer! That was what I thought the whole movie would be, is what that scene was.
And just because it wasn't that bad, and the rest of it didn't seem as bad in comparison. It was, yeah, that. Oh. And when he comes back at the end as Rhino, the people got mad about Iron Man 2 because it was, hey, he's fighting just another baddie in a mech suit. Well, what the hell? It's Iron Man. This is Spider-Man. There's no place for mech suits for no reason.
Did you notice that when he was in his Rhino mech suit that he kind of waddled like Barney the dinosaur?
Oh, yeah, don't even get me started on the design. It is a inferior version of Ironmonger, or pick any of the bigger Iron Man suits, you know? I mean, his legs are all small, and I'm sorry, I don't even know how he's fit in that cockpit. Like, he must be, like, in the fetal position in the body of that thing.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about Rhino later on.
But all in all, what it comes down to for me is, like, in the 80s, Batman remade itself with Michael Keaton, and it went well for a couple movies, and then it kind of petered out and just kind of kept going on, and the further it went, the less I cared. Kind of feels like that's what's going on with Spider-Man here. With Batman, there was a cutoff, and then Nolan comes in and recreates the character on screen, and it feels new again. I think Sony had a chance to do that with Spider-Man, but they didn't. It feels just like a continuation or a reboot in the same universe, on the same sound studios that the original Spider-Man was on. So it just doesn't feel new enough or different enough or even improved enough to warrant me caring that much.
Well, I think a lot of people agreed with you. Right now, it is struggling to make $200 million in the U.S. box office. That is probably where it'll die, is the very low 200s.
Yeah. Well, because here's my last thing on it. I felt like the tone shifted so much that, like, spoiler alert, by the time Gwen Stacy meets her untimely demise, it feels like it's being ripped out of a completely different movie, you know? It's a manic depressant movie is what it is. It's highs and lows and not very much in the middle. Plus, they killed the best part of the series, you know?
Yeah.
What was the best part of the series?
I like Emma Stone. I mean, I think she's a cool actress, and a lot of things I've seen her in, she seems like a cool girl and funny.
I think she's kind of one note. Because she was the same person in Spider-Man as she was in The Help.
But she was a totally different person in Superbad and Zombieland. I thought she could only do one person until she did The Help in Spider-Man. Now she can do two people.
Okay, there you go.
And Justin, you say the best part of Spider-Man is gone. Didn't you catch it? They've introduced the Black Cat now. The Black Cat!
I know, but this movie did so much of destroying me caring any about any of these teasers. They teased everybody. Like, I'm pretty sure that bad guy, well, he's not even a bad guy, just the jerk who's apparently running Oscorp instead of Harry.
Smythe?
Yeah. He's obviously Vulture, right?
No, he creates the Spider Slayers.
Oh. Okay. Well, there's a shot there where, like, they quite purposely showed him in profile, and I was like, oh, look at that nose. Yeah, it looks like the Vulture's nose. But yeah, I mean, they teased Venom, we saw Doc Ock stuff in there, and by the middle of this movie, I just couldn't care if those guys were even in this movie. You know, like, the only thing that could have saved this movie is if Carnage came out of nowhere. And even then, it probably would have just been hokey. I guess what I'm saying is I don't trust that Spider-Man is in the right hands to make me want to see more of it. For me, at this point, with the Spider-Man franchise, I think it almost needs to die a painful death, go away for a while, and then I don't care if Marvel has it or Sony keeps it or what. Just come back in a different manner.
I would just be happy. I like Andrew Garfield. I do. I kind of like the feel of this universe. I think Andrew Garfield's a better Spider-Man now in this movie than Tobey Maguire was. I think he pulls off Peter Parker and Spider-Man better than Maguire. Maguire just, he never had a voice that conveyed the heroic power of Spider-Man the way that I grew up with the cartoons and everything having. Which shouldn't be like a Superman voice, but it shouldn't be Tobey Maguire's voice either. So yeah.
He's always got that kind of like, excuse me, sorry, don't mean to interrupt. How you doing on Spider-Man?
He just always sounded like a 12-year-old boy.
An unconfident 12-year-old
boy. Yeah. So I like Andrew Garfield. I like this universe they built if you get rid of Mark Webb, the director. They say he's coming back for 3. I'm hoping that they look at the American box office. This thing's doing gangbusters internationally. Look at the American box office.
Is it big in Germany, mostly?
China.
Really?
Yeah, they love Spider-Man.
I would have figured Japan if I was going to go with the Asian area. Okay.
China has the disposable income.
That's true. It's like America used to be.
Well, they're going to make more. They will never, ever let Marvel have this license back. Rob Liefeld was tweeting, and you know Rob Liefeld, creator of Deadpool, and involved with several Marvel movies himself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he wouldn't name which studio, but it was either Sony or Fox. It was just a studio that owns a, quote, major Marvel license. And that studio said they would never, ever, ever, ever sell the license back to Marvel. Well, maybe for $3 billion. Because not only does the movie and the toys and the licensing make money for that studio, but if they gave it back to Marvel, they're giving Disney, a competitor studio, another weekend of dominance and just weakening their overall releases. But, you know, even with the Spider-Man being what it is, it's not like it's going to leave much of a lingering taste in any of our mouths, because we have X-Men coming up in 2 days. And you'll be able to hear my review of X-Men next Tuesday at NowPlayingPodcast.com. But this one looks really freaking good.
It does. But some of these trailers that they're starting to show looks like it's just jam-packed with characters that kind of harkens back to The Last Stand, which we know how that turned out.
I liked it.
It wasn't the best.
No, but I liked it. Still better than the first one.
I think this one's going to be really good, and I think it looks very emotional.
You cry every time the trailer comes on.
I do. I get something in my eye every time the trailer, I see it.
That's the key here, is how much they make us as the viewer care about either of the worlds that we're going to be visiting. You know, if they go off to this dystopian future that doesn't look anything like our current world, you know, it's going to be a little disconnected from reality. But I trust X-Men is in the right hands. After First Class, I feel like going after this story, I'm anxiously excited and titillated for X-Men Days of Future Past.
Well, let's stop talking movies and start talking toys, since that's what this show is about. I bought some X-Men toys over the weekend.
Boy, did you ever.
Who has X-Men toys?
The Toy Man Toy Show in St. Louis.
Ha ha.
I went down there. We took my convertible. It's a two-door, tiny trunk. It's not quite a electric car tiny, but it's not got a lot of room. And I didn't take but $40. I'm like, you know, I'm probably not going to buy anything this trip.
Yeah, all the way down. I'm not going to buy anything. It's fine. I'm not looking for anything. I'm just going to go.
I filled the trunk. They had a bunch of new vendors, and they were all willing to bargain big. I got like 25 to 40% off everything I bought. And I was checking eBay the whole time going, yep, that's cheaper. Yep, that's cheaper.
Wow.
I ended up with a stack of mint on mint card Secret Wars figures. I got some figures I didn't even know existed. They are the Dark Side figures where they made 4 like evil monsters from Marvel. And they made Man-Thing. That's what got my interest, is they had a Man-Thing figure. And I got Dormammu, and then I headed onto eBay to finish off the set with Vermin and, strangely, Doctor Strange. I guess just because he's into dark arts.
Yeah, he's not necessarily evil.
I just figured he was eccentric.
Marjorie got some really cute little game pieces.
Yeah, I don't even know really what they were, but this guy had a set of little Marvel game pieces. Kind of little chunky, almost superhero squad-like. And they had those, and I think I got the whole set for like a couple bucks, didn't I?
Yeah, they wanted $1 a piece for the figures. We got 8 figures plus a little superhero squad like Captain America car for $6.
Nice.
And it turned out that those figures, I did some searching because he said they were game pieces. And I was trying to figure out what these were. I couldn't quite get them. There was a game, Spider-Man and Friends 3D Memory Matchup, which is kind of like the game Memory, only instead of cards, you had these little figurines that split in half, and you put them under cups. So it's kind of like 3-Card Monty, or that game that they do with the cups and the balls, where you shuffle them all up, and then you have to pick up the cups and find, here's Hulk's legs, here's Hulk's head, and put them together.
So it's a little bit Memory game, a little bit Street Magic.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds like fun.
No, Toy Man was a good haul this time. I got a whole bunch of Savage Land figures, mint in mint box. These were Toy Biz X-Men plus a dinosaur.
Was the dinosaur an actual X-Men toy, or was it just some plastic dinosaur they threw in for you?
No, it's an actual X-Men toy that comes packaged inside the box with the X-Men.
Oh, nice.
So I got four of those. Those were came out in the 90s. This guy, he had them really cheap. I'd seen a couple before, but never in this condition and never at... He went down to like $10 a figure for those. Picked Marjorie up a, what is that, 12-inch soft goods Hasbro Wolverine from the movie.
It's a nice collectible figure.
Got the Spider Spuds in red and black from Spider-Man 3 at about a third eBay going price.
That's when those were cool, right? Those are when the Spider-Man suits were actually like spandex that you stretched over the potato. Nice.
They've changed them and they're not as good now.
So, Arnie, I know that you've been on the lookout for the original Deadpool Marvel Legends figure. Did you see anybody trying to hawk one at a decent price this time?
No, Legends were few and far between. It was really hard to find any Legends at this show. It was just a different variety of dealers. And even when they have Legends, I've never seen the Deadpool dupe combo pack.
The search continues.
Yes, it does.
The Spectacular Store Report.
Speaking of Legends, some older ones have shown up at Burlington Coat Factory, of all places. Do you guys have one in your town at all?
We do, but it's really sketchy.
Yeah, I think that's the idea of Burlington Coat Factory, is it's... The one we have here is like, oh yeah, you gotta go in there.
And it kind of smells like the Goodwill.
Kinda. But they had $8 Legends, I think like Wave 2 or 3, like with the Big Time Spider-Man, that series. I'm trying to remember who else was in that one.
It's kind of the same ones that were showing up at Ross and TJ Maxx, right?
I think pretty close to the same time frame, but a different wave. It's the wave that has like Big Time Spidey and the Madams and Drax and one of the Wrecking Crew and Dakin. So that was pretty early on. This might have been wave one or two.
Wow, well, I have those figures, so I'm not going to brave a Burlington Coat Factory, but our listeners who need a discount, head on in.
They also had comic packs there too, some older comic packs. So maybe worth a look if you're looking for some of the older figures at a discount.
Well, speaking of discounts, I had to go back to Target with a sales receipt because last show you were talking about those two packs they had of those figures with Venom and Doc Ock and all those Spider-Men with the rubber bands sewed into their hands.
So wait, you had a receipt meaning that you went and bought some?
Well, yeah.
For research.
Those things went down. When you were talking about them, they were $14.99 a pack. And I was lucky. The Venom pack's the hard pack to get. But I was able to find all four sets. And they're randomly packed, so you have to kind of like mix and match to get your right figures. And they actually had several which were the same Spider-Man twice.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. I'm like, okay, that's going to stay here for a while.
That was end-of-the-day production back at the Hasbro factory.
But those got marked down to $12 even. Now, keep in mind, they all came with a free Spider-Man movie ticket. So that basically means $2 for two figures.
Well, you got to figure out how much your time is worth, too. Because if you're going to go to a 2.5-hour Spider-Man movie, you're actually losing money on your time.
Yes, but I used it for my second viewing, so it worked out.
Nice.
I only found one new thing in stores the past 2 weeks.
There hasn't been much at all. And I'm mad because you found it before I found it for you because I was trying to buy it for you as a surprise.
I've been watching, God help me, Amazon prices for the Marvel Mashem.
It's like support group all of a sudden.
Of Venom. And the Venom, he was on Hasbro Toy Shop for like a long time, but I didn't feel like paying shipping there. And he's been sold out forever, and his Amazon prices are around $30, $25, $35, depending on the day.
Do you need a Venom? I'm pretty sure they're sitting around the Targets around here.
Well, I walked into a Target, and sure enough, there was one right there.
Aha. Yeah, that seemed to be one of those things that I think they shipped a few, and I don't know. I think you're probably like me, not paying too much attention to that line, just kind of walk by them as you're looking at the regular toys. But I've been noticing that Venom and I think it's Falcon is the other, like, deluxe $14.99 figure in that wave. They've been sitting there on the shelves lately.
Yeah, I haven't hit Targets that often. Mostly I've been going to Toys R Us's looking for not bad paint job X-Men. But no luck there, of course.
Nope.
And now they put that security thing around those, so it's really hard to check those.
Not at our store, but at others.
Yeah.
So now all I have to do is keep an eye out for you for the Deadpool Masher, right?
Yeah, has that started shipping yet, or is that still just kind of something we saw at Toy Fair?
Just at Toy Fair. Red Hulk is for Jeff, Deadpool's for you, Venom was for me.
So what if they make that the San Diego Comic-Con exclusives, like an exclusive Masher set? How would you guys feel about that?
I would love it. I'd save some money.
Exactly. Oh, you mean an exclusive that nobody wants? Thanks, Hasbro.
I think they did that last year with Star Wars Angry Birds.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of the San Diego Comic-Con exclusives, and while we're talking store reports, if anyone still needs a helicarrier, not the Comic-Con helicarrier, because those are like worth $300 now, but the regular old helicarriers are at Amazon and ToysRUs.com for $22.99.
Wow.
Wow.
Exactly.
Now, it's not prime shipping at Amazon, so the Toys R Us is slightly cheaper with shipping, but either way, $22.99.
At that price, you can get three of them for the price of one, and you can recreate Captain America 2 scenes. Just drop them in your pool in the backyard.
Oh, somebody's bought some. Really? Are you kidding me?
Army. They're all just for the middle pieces. Oh, that one doesn't come with the middle piece, does it?
No.
Oh.
Did you really buy some? We don't have enough?
Did I say I bought any?
You're alluding to it.
Speaking of Captain America.
Wait, let's go back.
I also found, and I was really happy to see it just a little before Street Date, although it's now up at MarvelStore.com, the Diamond Select Captain America Unmasked figure. It's a MarvelStore.com exclusive until it becomes a Disney Store exclusive, although I found it at Disney Stores before it was at MarvelStore.com. So in other words,
not very exclusive.
Their entire promotional idea of promoting MarvelStore.com kind of blew up when I went into a Disney store.
So is this just a standard variant type of thing?
It is, but he comes with a masked head and an unmasked head. So I kind of view him as almost a replacement.
But the heads are kind of creepy, just floating around in the package.
How'd they do on the likeness of old Chris Evans over there at Diamond?
It is okay. It's not the greatest, but it's okay. It looks a lot better than anything Hasbro's put out, for sure.
Once again, low bar to clear on that particular head sculpt.
I mean, on the masked one, they got the jaw right, I think. But with that, it's easy to pretend it's Chris Evans.
Nice.
It's definitely Captain America, even if it's not Chris Evans. The masked version does look a lot more like Chris Evans. The biggest difference, though, the only reason you might want both is because the regular masked version comes with a completely perfect shield like what you see in the movie itself, whereas the unmasked one has a really weathered shield.
See, to me, that sounds like the one that I would be more in for, is the exclusive one.
Yeah, and it's not like the blue and white shield that was never in the movie. It just looks like a lot of the red paint has scraped away, like you dragged it behind your car for about 50 miles, like the dog in Vacation.
Poor little guy. Probably kept up with you for a couple miles or so.
That breaks my heart every time.
But there's been a lot more toys online than in stores these days.
Sales to astonish.
Keeping with the Captain America theme, I've also ordered myself a new hot toy.
This isn't a surprise.
Nope, but it might be one of the best hot toys to come down the pipe in a long time, and that's saying something with the Winter Soldier being out not too long ago.
I have to say, this looks like one of the best hot toys ever. I mean, the facial likeness is uncanny. The outfit is kick-ass. I never would have thought that they'd put LEDs on Falcon's backpack, but they did. And you can have him in fully spread wing mode, which of course you know you will, or in the just backpack ready to fly mode. This is one kick-ass figure.
It is seriously kick-ass. They really knocked it out of the park with that one.
You know, the pictures don't reveal, and I'm guessing the wings don't fold down into that backpack like some cool Transformer, but
they don't. They actually, specifically on the product list, state it has a pair of attachable, fully spread wings.
And they appear to be somewhat articulated, you know, at least enough to bend it somewhere about halfway down. But man, this thing looks cool. I usually have a hard time getting in on a hot toy that's not an armored character, a la Iron Man or something like that, but they just nailed it with Falcon.
Seriously, I mean, this is the best facial likeness Hot Toys has done since that Ghost Rider figure that made me really pay attention to them, because it looked like they stole Nick Cage's soul.
They probably did. He's really been in some great movies lately.
They're just leasing it. His soul is like on a revolving property scale.
And just the detail with him, having those shin pads and the American flag on the thigh, the zipper on his vest looks, I mean, you look at the pictures, you'd think you're looking at a fully grown man that just has weird articulated joints.
And even at that, the only joint that really kind of sticks out is right above his elbow where it meets his bicep. Other than that, you know, he has gloves on, so there's no really obvious wrist articulation showing. He's got short sleeves, so you're not seeing it up at the shoulder. They did a good job of hiding or only showing as much articulation as need be on this.
Yeah, I think he's really going to be one of the hottest sub-characters to hit. You know, even though he was a minor character, I think this toy is good enough. And I loved his action scenes. I think this is going to be one to see. Unlike what I believe is going to be the next hot toy they put up for pre-order, the Rhino.
No, we were unsure on this because of originally how much time Rhino would be in the movie. You thought maybe Rhino would be a big part.
Well, a year ago. I'll admit that Zach Oat at Diamond Select told me at Toy Fair that he was in it for perhaps at most 5 minutes. So I've known since February it was pretty much a cameo, which made me wonder why Hot Toys is making an Ironmonger-sized armored Rhino toy.
Because they can, and people are going to buy it? Is that the right answer?
I remember when they teased this, like, it was before the movie came out, so I think they wanted to get as much hype out of it before people saw the movie.
They should have put it up for pre-order before people saw the movie.
Yeah.
Because one of the biggest things that pissed me off about that movie is in the trailer for Amazing Spider-Man 2, you saw Spider-Man throwing that manhole cover at the Rhino. Those are the final frames of the bleepin' film. You go into a movie after seeing a trailer to see what happens after what was shown to you in the trailer. What happens after that trailer? The credits rolled.
And guys like me got up and left because I didn't care if there was mid-credit scenes or after-credit scenes.
Oh, the mid-credit scene was for X-Men. You could have seen X-Men. A good movie.
Great.
Somehow this movie got off track on merchandising and their marketing campaign.
I'll say I'm looking at this, and if this comes in at the $600 price point of an Ironmonger, I have a long, hard self-actualization journey to go on.
So I'm confused that you would actually even consider it.
Well, I'm all in. This is like having a breakup. I have to really think about it. If I don't buy this, it's telling Hot Toys I want to see other collectibles.
Or maybe just better movie properties.
You have an open relationship with Hot Toys?
Yeah, that's kind of what it would be. This just seems like one that won't sell out because he was stupid.
Yeah.
The Sideshow will offer at a discount. Like, currently you can get the Wolverine hot toy, which was a kick-ass hot toy. Mine just arrived. It's awesome. And you could get him with a $20 discount and free shipping and all sorts of niceties. If I'd held off, you know, you can never tell which hot toys are going to sell out and which ones aren't. Except with maybe the Rhino.
Yeah, this one feels like you might be able to get it at a deep discount if you just hold on.
I'm going to laugh hysterically if it sells out and is like crazy high on the secondary market.
The only thing that worries me is, what if this is an international exclusive, like Rose Hill Tony Stark? Because these pictures have been out for a while. He's up on eBay now for $700. $700.
Nope.
Just going to say this one more time. $700 for Rhino.
So what you're saying is he's overpriced.
I just want to reiterate that I'm making no comment whatsoever about the quality of the sculpt that Hot Toys has done here. I'm talking about the choice of the character that the movie made. And then I question Hot Toys for deciding that this needed to be made into plastic and metal. But I don't know. None of these pictures are showing us. I know it's just preview, but we're not seeing a Giamatti head. Do you think that might be some sort of exclusive version?
Oh, God, no. No.
I don't know, but I would pray for that money that there's a Paul Giamatti likeness that makes me stand up and take notice.
To not buy this.
This just right here illustrates what's wrong with the movie, though, because Hot Toys does a good job of giving collectors really kick-ass versions of collectible things from the movies they love. This Rhino character, the way it was done in the movie, is so animated and aimed directly at kids. Like, Giamatti's performance was just so goofy that I can't imagine there's too many adult fans of this. So who are they aiming this at? There's no kid that's going to be able to afford this.
I just blame the movie for the character design, honestly. I mean, I would go for a really cool Hot Toy Rhino, even as depicted in the movie, if he was somewhat like the comic incarnation. But this, all right, if somebody came over and looked at my Hot Toy collection and Rhino was in it, they would just say, what Iron Man movie was that from?
That is true. Or they think you just really like dinosaurs or something.
Or it looks like, yeah, you had an Iron Man figure that fell off the shelf and you tried to fix the mask yourself. Left all the glue marks there.
Oh boy, Hot Toys. You're killing me.
I tell you what, my line on this one is if it comes down to like $200 on clearance, maybe I'll buy it.
God help me is all I'm going to say.
I wish there was a support group. That's what I'm thinking. But hey, you know, it's okay. You treat me well.
I do. If the worst thing I do this entire calendar year is buy the Rhino Hot Toy for $700, I'm having a...
Let's not buy it on eBay right now, though.
I'm having a good year.
Let's not buy it on eBay right now. Calm your jets.
This may be the first Hot Toys that never actually materializes.
Is it wrong that I hope that? But Hot Toys did put out something else that I was tempted. Just a little tempted. They had Series 1 of their Iron Man quarter scale bust that came out. And we've seen these at several cons now. So I've gotten to see them up close in person and go, yeah, they look good. They're busts. But I never realized they were planning a Series 2. And Series 2 has some pretty kick-ass armors in it, including what I swear that disco armor looks like Mystique, the Iron Man version.
I can see that with the mostly blue and some orange highlights there.
Yeah, like Mystique if she had an Irish beard.
What it makes me think of is the local football team here, Illini, because they're blue and orange. And I can't escape that. I hate that football team. But
even more so, they look like Boise State. Boise State's the football team with the blue grass.
I don't know anything about that.
They have really gauche uniforms that are this blue. Ooh. With the orange trim.
There's also the shotgun armor helmet that is really kick-ass.
This is what I like about this series is, like, I don't feel compelled to get the whole set. But looking over this quickly, you can tell that it's basically just repaints. You know, like, the disco is partly an Iron Man body, but then I think it's got the Iron Patriot head on it. So there might be a little bit of kit bashing going on here. But looking at Shades and Shotgun, those are the same thing. One's just kind of got a camo outfit on.
Yeah, and I think Hot Rod has the same head as Disco.
Yeah, there you go. Which is basically the Iron Patriot head. So you could pick one or two of your favorite ones and have a cool little thing. Because I tell you what, being the translucent guy, this exclusive with the whole set, isn't getting me. You know, I don't feel like I'd need to spend $375 to get that light up version of Iron Man.
But he lights up!
I know. It's kind of a cool concept, but it's just not grabbing me.
Here's my problem. If I need a primer to identify them, I don't need it.
With the House Party Protocol, you always need a primer. My question is, does it look cool? Some of these look cool. And now I'm where Justin is. If this set was $200, I would be in, and I'd get the last set for $200. At $400, easy pass. And because I'm passing on the set, it's easy for me not to go get the disco, as funny as it is, just because I don't even want to spend $50 on a gag.
Yeah.
Thank God! You're finally coming around!
It's the first thing I've said tonight that sounds rational.
Yes!
And also, at this price, you need to have all unique sculpts. If we're to believe that the House Party Protocol has a ton of different armors, then don't cheat. You know, don't throw repaints in the same selection. Not for that price.
Well, I don't mean to get the two of you off on a rant, and I realize that what I'm about to say is like going to a dogfight and then throwing a stake in the middle of the ring.
Okay, uh-oh, Justin.
All right, grab my leash.
But what Marvel Toy News said to Beat over there is, you know, it's not looking like Play Imaginative will ever come out with their stuff. So this might be your only chance to get some of these armors.
I they've stopped responding to me, Justin, so it's all on you now since they respond to you.
Yeah, I don't want to piss them off because I feel like I don't know what they're doing over there.
What did they say, like, what are we in, like, 2016 now?
They're...
To bring listeners up to speed, at last year's Comic-Con, Marjorie and Justin both pre-ordered their 6-inch Iron Patriot, which was supposed to ship in September. Now, that's September of 2013.
Right.
Yes.
And how's it going? It was my birthday gift for 2013.
It might end up being Christmas or maybe like Valentine's Day.
That means I'm still 37, right?
Yes. This is how it works.
I was told via email that these would be coming out June or July of this year. Now, do I believe that? I don't know. It gives me hope that they're still showing new product and showing up to cons and have their stuff there, I guess. You know, if they had only ever been at Comic-Con last year, that's the last we heard of them, I would have said, well, we just got ripped off of $100. But I'm still holding out hope that these are getting done. I don't know what's taking so long, but it's about time for them to ship.
Or get off the pot.
Ship or get off the pot, guys.
What sucks is it's so far gone that we will never have a chance to dispute the credit card charges.
It's going to come out, guys. It's going to come out. Cool your jets, to what you said to me. I'm used to this because I order Hot Toys a lot. They say it'll come out in a year. It'll come out in two.
But this is me and Justin, damn it. We're different.
You're special.
We are.
It sucks because of something we're going to talk about in news from the web. Because I feel like I might own another Iron Patriot that's kind of highly priced before this one materializes.
Well, quickly before we get to that, Sideshows also hit me a couple more times. I thought for sure when they finally came out with a Daredevil premium format figure. Years and years of premium format figures. They've never done a Daredevil. They're on like their sixth Hulk. Never done a Daredevil. I'm like, I will be there. I love the double Ds.
Yes,
and
do.
I like Daredevil, too. And they came out with one, and he looks badass, but they came out with him now. Sideshow. This is like your fifth premium format in 5 weeks. Can you slow it down just a little? I had to pass. I'm literally spent.
Honestly, it's a little blob of a figure.
Well, it's classic Daredevil.
Eh.
The base really is cool. I love his action-y pose, how he's leaning forward. I really wonder how they got that pose. I'd love to see this figure in person to find out how deep the peg holes go. Because that looks like something that's going to break.
Yeah. He looks like all of his weight is leaning well over the base.
And the fact that they sculpted ears under his mask, it's a gorgeous Sideshow piece, but they made it very easy for me by not having an exclusive version.
Yet.
No, unless they do a repaint, which they could do. I could see them doing like a white Storm repaint in the yellow outfit or something, in which case they'd have me. But at this point, I gotta wait. I mean, I'm still hemming and hawing over that exclusive Green Hulk. It's still a tab that's open on my browser, and every morning I look at it and go, is today the day? Not today.
Your 80 tabs?
It's easy to get lost in there.
It is.
But, I mean, I've held off on all their non-exclusives because they're coming out with so many exclusive items with the exclusive Captain America movie premium format and the exclusive Red Hulk. And
it's been a lot of stuff lately from Sideshow.
The exclusive Thor. So when they also come out with their Iron Man Mark 42 maquette, I've held off on Iron Patriot. I'm planning on holding off on the Iron Man Mark 42 as well. I love the movie scale Iron Man. I have no quarter scale Iron Mans. But, man, they're just... I feel like Loki after facing off with the Hulk at the end of Avengers. Sideshow has just picked me up, boom, 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 puny wallet, and walked away.
I know, I guess the point is with Iron Man, there's so many of them. Do you have to have every single one? Eventually, it just looks like that's all you collect because there's so many.
Well, I did place a pre-order for something much, much cheaper and much, much cooler. I headed over to Dorkside Toys. Speaking of hitting us hard, I can't believe how fast Hasbro is coming out with waves of the Marvel Infinite Series 3¾-inch figures. We haven't had a heyday this golden since like 2 or 3 years ago. It's pre-Avengers that the 3¾-inch collector Marvel figures have been going this good.
Yeah, you know, and the first couple waves we've talked about have been pretty good, you know. I mean, new characters, new sculpts with a couple, you know, decent carry-forward figures from the previous lines. And now they're They're showing Wave 4 already. So Wave 4 could either end up being a complete bust of repacks, or we could be pretty excited about a bunch of new figures coming down the line. Because the listing shows, we have no pictures yet, but Platinum Hulk, which I think is that same Hulk that was from Wave 1, right?
Hulk and Death's Head are repacks in that wave, but there are four new figures in that wave, new-ish at least.
Right. Wonder Man, who we've seen at cons before in his translucent purple version.
I know he's a must-have for you.
Yeah, because we already have the regular version of Wonder Man from a comic pack not too long ago. And then the rest of them seem to be Guardians of the Galaxy. We have Star-Lord, Drax, and then Rocket Raccoon with Groot is one listing. So I'm really, really hoping that Hasbro is smart enough not to just repack that team pack that is still on the shelf of every Walmart across the country.
But that didn't have Groot, so Groot is new.
Nope, Groot was the little tiny potted plant packing in that.
Oh my god, you don't think that actually put a potted plant in the Guardians Galaxy? Oh my god, I hope. Oh my. I thought I was getting 3 3/4 inch or really like 4 1/4 inch Groot, like basically that Legend Build-A-Figure shrunk down, and Rocket, because he was so tiny that he'd be in there too, but now what you're saying makes a lot more sense, and now I'm sad.
Aww.
At very least, updated versions, maybe paint these guys to look more like the movie versions, that'd be cool. Because they're not that different from the movie versions. Rocket Raccoon's outfit is different, but...
The worst part is, I can go to Walmart right now and pick up that team pack for $19, whereas here, to get those figures would cost me $30 because they're $10 a figure and three figures.
But it is just a pre-order right now. I mean, they're saying July, and I'm guessing we'll see pictures well before July and find out what they are for sure. But this could be one of those waves that a lot of people end up skipping on.
Well, I've already pre-ordered because I want them carded. I like the carded photos for our site. And besides, I picked them up from our sponsor, Dorkside Toys. And if you haven't gone to Dorkside Toys, they have all four waves of Avengers Infinite Series up there. You can buy them by the wave. They have tons and tons of figures singularly as well. So go check that out. If you collect Star Wars, they're the same way with the Star Wars Black Series. They've got the new 6-inch Jabba the Hutt and Biker Scout with Speeder Bike up there.
I didn't know they had the Black Series guys up already.
Yeah.
Nice. That Biker Scout looks pretty sweet.
It really does. I gotta tell myself I only need one. I only need one. I don't need a fleet. I only need one. And Marjorie got a big box. Marjorie and I have ordered an entire case of Funko Mystery Minis. And Marjorie's going to get to open a few here on the show. Not the whole case. We're going to open a quarter of the case, 6 Mystery Minis, and see how her Mystery Mini collection goes. And while she opens that, Justin, I'll tell you a tale of horror. That Hot Topic Phoenix that she's been looking for.
Right.
The latest one sold on eBay for $160.
Whoa. That's ridiculous.
All right. So your first one here is?
Galactus.
Very nice. We got a few of these from when we were buying at Hot Topic. I think we have a Galactus, so we can add this up for your trade pile. He's cute, though, with his bug eyes.
He is very cute. Oh, I got Hulk.
Ooh, you do not have that Hulk. You only have the glow-in-the-dark Hulk. So you have a regular Hulk. He seems a little head-heavy. They have a good green on the Hulk.
It is a good green.
Now, for people who don't know, these are bobbleheads. So they got the springs, and they look like my mother after a few too many drinks.
The nod of judgment.
Now, neither one of these is standing too well. We have noticed certain ones stand better than others.
Here's another Galactus. If you need a Galactus, hit me up.
Well, the ratio of Galactus is 2 per case, so you got your 2. Hulk is 2 per case, so maybe we'll find one who stands a little better.
I think it's just he's made like that because his head is huge and it bobbles.
He's not bad. He's just drawn that way.
Ba-dum-bum-tsh.
Dr. Von Doom.
Very cool. I do believe we have a Doom, but this one stands far better than your others. It uses the cape as like a tripod.
Silver Surfer.
Nice. They use a really metallic paint on him. I love his face on this one.
He looks like an alien. But I guess he is.
He has a lot of spring showing, but he can get away with it because he's silver.
Well, what else is springy other than the head?
That's it, but it goes down his neck, whereas the others keep it under the head.
Ah.
And a phoenix.
Ooh, you got a non-translucent phoenix now. And she's 1 per case, so you got her. I'm very happy to report, and I need to give a big shout out to a listener, though. I was stalking eBay to get Marjorie the Translucent Phoenix, and somebody put it up for a buy it now of $75, which is the single cheapest one that has sold on eBay. Again, the last one sold for $160. Most were going $90 to $100. So I quick snatched it up for the buy it now of $75, and the seller sends me an email, "Hey, are you the ones who do Marvelicious Toys?" Because he noticed my domain name. And he and his 5-year-old son are listeners to the show. And for the enjoyment of the show, he was also throwing in a hard-to-find Ultron for us.
I thank you dearly.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
So yeah, that's very cool. I'm going to be sending his son a Marvelicious Toys t-shirt as a way of saying thanks for listening. And that's very cool. So Marjorie, you've got a Phoenix coming. And even better, it's coming from someone who's listening right now.
That is awesome. Thank you.
Does that make you complete on that? Do you have everything in that line now?
No. I think I'm still missing the rare Loki.
No, you're not.
Oh.
But if you happen to find that red Deadpool, you're pretty set.
Is that the last one?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Well, you still need a few commons, but I'm sure they're in this case.
Yeah.
Because we don't even have an opened regular Deadpool. We've only gotten the Hot Topic exclusive Deadpools. And the one gun red is the standard Deadpool, but then there's the two gun red who's 1 in 144. But none are as rare as those Hot Topic exclusives. The Hot Topic Phoenix is 1 in 144 only at Hot Topic. So compared to all the others, I've kept that save search going. I only saw a total of 5 come on eBay in the span of a month.
Wow.
Well, I'd like to think that these are prolific, but our Hot Topic and the Hot Topic we went to only got one case so far.
And I haven't been to Hot Topic, so I couldn't tell you how many we've got.
But yeah, any of the non-Hot Topic ones are really going for reasonable amounts. I mean, again, going back to Arnie's theorem of blind packaged items, I consider 40 to 50 for a 1 in 144 very reasonable. 120? Not so much.
Suppose it's where you draw that line, right?
Well, thank you to Dorkside Toys for providing us some mystery minis. So finally this week, a little bit of last...
This just in, news from the web!
Justin, you were talking about Guardians of the Galaxy figures, and Marjorie was hoping for a Comic-Con exclusive. I can take both of your random comments and turn it into a news item here. Because a couple of figures have leaked, and it looks like this year's San Diego Comic-Con exclusive, which would make perfect sense, might be a tie-in to Guardians of the Galaxy. Because we've seen figures for Star Fox and Nebula.
Yes, like classic versions. I don't know what to think here. These are very, very, how do I say it? Asian in origin, like the watermark. The background is like some flowery tablecloth.
My grandmother's top tablecloth, yes.
But you're right. This all feels like a possible exclusive set. Well, just looking at it from a toy perspective, like, you can source the pieces here. I mean, this Star Fox is made from Quicksilver's head and probably the upper body from Nightcrawler, and then just that basic older Marvel Universe articulated body without the cool Vonner ankles or the swivel-cut thighs. So nothing to get too excited about as far as, like, articulation goes there. But I don't know. Eros looks to be the new female body, maybe even like the She-Hulk body with some new boots and possibly a new head sculpt.
I'm far more excited about the news that leaked. We had a listener send us a camera phone photo that quickly blazed its way across the web. There's a new wave of Marvel Legends coming. They teased us that there was a wave coming of some canceled figures, and it is X-Men, which makes perfect sense thanks to X-Men Days of Future Past. And we got Strife, Mohawk Storm, Marvel Now, Cyclops.
Every time.
Magneto and Wolverine, and the Build-A-Figure is finally Jubilee. I mean, we've been wanting the Jubilee wave of figures for a year or more.
Yeah, I kind of feel like she was in the booth at Comic-Con 2 years ago, but maybe we're just getting that far away from last year's Comic-Con that it feels like that long ago. I'd have to dig through our Comic-Con photos, but I'm pretty sure we saw her in 6-inch scale. But yeah, the Strife we saw in a slideshow maybe 2 years ago is just an unpainted prototype, maybe even just a 3D model at that time. But he's looking good here in this little teaser pic. And Wolverine looks like he's just a repaint, maybe with a new head.
Hey, he finally has his belt logo.
Hey, nice.
But I gotta ask the question. So what do you think the chances are about that Cyclops having a, you know, run and change with the Phoenix Force variant?
Well, if it's gonna happen, they won't announce it because they've been burnt on that. This seems like a mix of a hodgepodge of X-Men from different sources. You know, you got your Marvel Now. I'm not going to shout like you.
I was like, wait, what is it? I know, I'm so confused.
You got your Marvel Now Cyclops that, you know, doesn't necessarily go with the classic Magneto there. And I'm not sure where Mohawk Storm comes from with that particular outfit. All in all, I think that's a pretty good wave to get excited about. A nice filler in between movie releases.
Yeah, it's just good that, I mean, we counted, they had like 30 unreleased Legends figures. We can scratch many of them off the list.
Yeah, a couple. Now, would I rather see these instead of movie versions of the current X-Men cast? Probably not.
Hasbro will never make movie figures for 20th Century Fox films.
Anymore.
Because now they are owned by Disney, and they would be helping a competitor.
Right.
Look what we got for Wolverine. They're at Five Below. You can go look.
Yeah.
Well, keeping with 6-inch figures, a couple new Figure Arts Iron Men were announced. The Iron Patriot and the Mark 42.
These are the ones that are awesome. I think you end up getting the War Machine from here, didn't you, Arnie?
I did, and it is badass.
Yeah. So I'm pretty excited about both of these. The Iron Patriot looks incredible because these have some pieces of metal to them, I think, or just heavier feet. I can't remember, but these are things that Jeff will definitely be drooling over and reviewing on a future show as soon as they come out. But if this was announced and available before I plunked down my $100 for those Play Imaginative ones, I don't know if I ever would have done it.
Is it wrong that I hope the Mark 42 comes with the sofa?
That would be awesome.
It is kind of a neat pose.
Shows off the articulation and a hell of a sculpt.
Then a final bit of news this week. Funko has started to tease their San Diego Comic-Con exclusives, all 86 of them.
Well, that's less than last year, isn't it?
It's a crazy number. But I saw that number and I immediately thought they were doing 86 pop vinyls. Very happy to report that there's only, you know, 28 pop vinyls.
Whew. How much is this going to be?
Who knows? Because they just teased this list. But again, Marvel Toy News was able to suss out one of the Marvel exclusives. It's going to be a Rocket Raccoon variant.
Yay!
And he's going to be flocked up.
Oh, he is going to be flocked up, all right. Let me tell you.
That's seriously flocked up Rocket Raccoon right there.
I am excited about the flocking, because flocking really just gets me going.
I didn't know how cool flocking a pop would be until I got Beast. So I think a flocked Rocket Raccoon will be flocking adorable. But, Marjorie, now that you've gotten some mystery minis in your system, do you need their exclusive set? It looks like it's going to be a set of 12 exclusive mystery minis.
I think we do, because it's all going to be Marvel, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're doing 3 sets of exclusive mystery minis, one of which is probably Marvel and the other horror, maybe, or...
Which I would need also.
And the other...
Because every girl loves her serial killers.
I don't know what it would be. So those are looking like I'll be headed over to the Funko's booth and seeing green all day.
Oh, that neon.
Although they're killing me with their exclusives. They came out with a unannounced Japanese pop vinyl exclusive that you could only get if you were at the world premiere of Amazing Spider-Man 2 in Japan.
Which we all were, right?
I had to stay in the hotel because I was sick. I had a cough.
If I'd known, I might have taken Marjorie to Japan to see it.
But then why are you up on these things?
Well, because you said you wanted to stay in the hotel room because it was Amazing Spider-Man 2.
But I can go to Japan.
Well, you just said you didn't want to.
I want to go to Japan, though.
Here's the weirdest thing, though. I read about this at Marvel Toy News. Not one has hit eBay. That makes me suspicious about its existence or prevalence.
Uh-huh. Or just how exclusive it was to just that premiere. Perhaps, maybe they'll be showing up as a Hot Topic exclusive as well.
Yeah, because I remember last year there was a international exclusive Funko that ended up also being a Comic-Con exclusive Funko after I cooled it. Back then, I still had the powers of the cooler. So I've actually reached out to our Funko contact to ask her about this, and if we hear back, we'll post it to our Facebook page and report it on our next show. Now, finally this week, we totally Matt Damon'd him last week. We gotta give a review to the first Kotobukiya Artifacts Plus statue in the Marvel line. It is based off the Adi Granov Avengers art. The whole first series they're doing is like that. And the first one out of the gate is Hulk.
Oh yeah, we got a Hulk. Now, we've seen this figure from unpainted prototype up to painted prototype and finally now in your hands. So tell me, I know we were both excited about it when he was just up there in primer gray. We were like, wow, that is an incredible sculpt. Is the final piece as good as we had hoped?
It is an incredible Hulk.
All puns intended.
Oh, that was clever. I didn't even catch that. I think he's really fantastic. I love Kodo's work. I think they make great stuff. I love their artifact statues. I love the fact that you get a lovely, lovely statue, and it's not as heavy as you think it is. That means a lot to me sometimes, because we've got some other Kodo Hulks that are the size of small children, and they weigh like three small children. And this is nice because you can pick them up and not hurt your back.
There's a perceived value in heft. And many collectible companies have talked to me about that, how they weight down their bases more than they even need to, because if collectors spend $600 and they get it and it weighs 3 pounds, they feel ripped off. They want to feel they're buying something massive. But this is a lower cost item. Right now, this is going for $61 on Amazon. Retail is $65. For a 10-inch statue, that is a really good price. So I don't think they need to go through those gimmicks of weight when you're dealing with that kind of mid-range. It's not high-end, it's not low-end item. But yet, at a smaller scale and a much smaller price point, I'm impressed, because you're right. I've got a couple other Kotobukiya Hulks sitting right here. The red and green one from way back in our very early shows. I think like episode 1 or 2 we reviewed them. And this one beats the bigger statues in terms of sculpting and in terms of paint wash. They've given him kind of a green that fades to an olive, almost like a human skin color, but a little bit more green.
Yeah, that's what really pops out at me in these pictures, is the two-tone skin color. You know, we've never seen that on a 3¾-inch action figure or even a 6-inch action figure. That level of detail in the paint makes the entire figure for me. It really looks like green skin tone.
It's incredible. And they did a great job of matching the purple as far as the luminescence of it, or the type of color, because the green is a muted green. And so the purple is a muted purple. And so it all feels of a whole. It goes together very well.
Definitely.
And because of the more muted colors, I'm looking at the other Hulks here and they feel so comic booky because they're so bright. I mean, the green Hulk I have from Kodo is almost like Christmas card green, which is very cool.
Yeah, and he goes with Christmas card red Hulk very well. But there's a difference between those, and I think it's good. One, it doesn't look like you've replicated things over and over in your collection, but I think you have two very different Hulks put out by the same company, and I think they're both really good.
I want to give Adi Granov a lot of credit for this, because I think... what I love about his style is he brings almost a photorealism to things. And so rather than hyper-styled, you get more muted, earthy colors, and it really comes through in this Hulk. And it's aided by, again, a lower price point, a lower size, but all of the sculpting detail that Kodo puts into their fine art statues is in this piece.
Yeah, right down to the seams in his pants. I mean, there's little individual thread marks there.
Kodo just does good work all around. And my only complaint with this statue, which is just minor and me being a weirdo, is I don't like the base.
All of their Artifacts Plus come with magnetic feet so that you don't have to worry about them falling over or have a dedicated base. You can put them on any metal surface and they'll link. What they did for him, and I think it's kind of smart, is most of their figures are coming on a one base that's about 3.5 inches square. But because Hulk has a wide stance, Hulk has two of those bases. Now, I understand what Marjorie's saying is that it doesn't align on its own. I've normally made a point to keep it well aligned, and it just looks like one piece with a seam and just a rectangular base. But the more off-kilter those look, the lesser it looks. It eventually starts to look like Hulk has some big snowshoes on, if you really separate them out. Because there's no place you have to put his feet on these bases. There's no peg holes. It's all magnets. So you could put it on the very tips, or you can put them right in the middle.
Well, what do we know about this line going forward? I know we've seen, Black Widow as a prototype and Thor sculpted up.
I've seen, thanks to Toy Fair, all of the Avengers from this line sculpted and most painted. It's Hawkeye, Black Widow, Captain America, Iron Man, Thor, and Hulk.
All right. And are any of those coming with separate style bases? Like, because I'm wondering if maybe eventually once the whole team is out, will there be a base for the whole team to stand on? Or are all of them coming with these plain bases?
They've all been shown at the various conventions on the plain black bases.
Ah.
It's just their standard magnetic base. They use it for their Star Wars line, too. I mean, I'm sure a good customizer could make a nice metal base, but I don't think that that's something they're going to be offering for this kind of a lesser price point line.
Sure. But I think once you have the whole team together, I think the bases won't stand out as an eyesore.
Especially Hulk's, because, I mean, he's 10 inches tall in a line of figures that mostly stand about 8 inches. He's going in the back. And you don't have to use the base. I will say he stands very well on his own, but the bases make it far more assured that he's not going to fall over. My only thing with him is he is a model kit. And I want to make sure listeners realize that when you get him, there's some assembly required, but not nearly as much as I thought. Normally, you put on the legs, the arms, the head. Here, I was surprised. He came in just 3 pieces. You popped him together at the waist, and then you put the head on, and you were done.
Oh, that's much easier.
They're fulfilling a technicality here, because what they're saying is, we're selling a model kit. It's pre-painted. It's only 3 pieces.
No glue required.
Yeah, but it creates a licensing loophole where they're not competing with other companies that may have licenses for statues in that scale. But despite the fact that it came to me in 3 pieces, it's quite obviously a 6-piece statue because there are very visible seams at the arms and the legs where the pieces went in, and they're glued or molded or somehow there. But those were separate pieces that left visible seams every bit as visible as if I'd had to snap them in myself.
Hmm.
Did they detract from it, you think?
Not at all. It's when I have a macro lens out and I just want people to be aware that there are seams. It's not a single cast piece. And that's one thing they do with their fine art statues is you're not going to be able to find the seams on those. Here, there are seams, but they're only noticeable if you're really looking for them. And from a distance of even a foot, invisible.
Yeah, I mean, looking at your pictures, it seems like it's the arms connect just above the bicep where it meets the shoulder.
Right.
Is that where I'm seeing the seam? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I almost wonder if that was intended to be a separate piece and they're having problems keeping it on there. And so they just decided to glue them on at the factory.
That's kind of my thought. The other thing I really want to compliment, though, is we've complained at Hasbro sometimes because they paint the figures and then put them together, and it's quite obvious how it was done. Here, this looks like it was put together, then painted, so that the wash goes nicely. And the legs aren't nearly as noticeable because those attach around the pant area, so it's much harder to see. But yeah, the bicep, it's a visible seam, but it also, just from a slight distance, looks like part of the muscle.
Yeah, almost looks articulated.
Yeah. I also wonder if maybe there was just a problem with keeping them in, with the arms especially. Those look heavy, and they're fighting against gravity. If we'd had to snap those in, they might not have stayed, perhaps.
Yeah, because even vinyl, you know, being a strong plastic, is still plastic, and over time, it will start to lose some of its shape. I've had Star Wars ones that I've had standing up for years that eventually the foot peg starts to move a little bit and doesn't want to stand up straight anymore. So it's probably good that those are glued in there, because after time, you're going to have Hulk arms on the floor if they weren't glued.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited by this with the first one out of the gate. I've already ordered the second one. The next one coming out, I believe, if the shipping schedule holds, is Black Widow. And the rest of these are all quite a bit cheaper. They're normally $50 statues. It's only because this one's quite a bit bigger, quite a bit bulkier, that Hulk had to go up to $65.
Yeah, that's a very reasonable price for the quality of piece you're getting here. I'm seriously considering getting into this line. No, I'm not a huge high-end collector. You know, I dabble here and there, but this is a team that you can see laid out and know what you're getting into from the beginning. So I could see myself slowly putting together this version of the Avengers.
I'll say I've collected Kotobukiya now for about 6 or 7 years. If you want to get into this line, you or any listener, the time to get these is when they ship, because these aren't limited by number. They may go back and do additional runs, but they also may not. And these are usually at their least expensive right after they've started shipping or right before they ship, when everybody has them and is selling them out. Right now, Amazon has Hulk for $61 shipped. They have Black Widow for $49.99 shipped, Captain America for $54.99 shipped. If you wait, yeah, it's possible you might see them a little bit less, but it's equally possible that these sell out. They don't do another run, and they go up to $150 or so on eBay.
That's why they're in the Marvel Now series.
And that is part of it. And also, if this makes it more enticing, I think it does for me, this is the end of the Adi Granoff series. They told me at Toy Fair, if you listen to that show, that after this six, they're going to be doing other artifacts. They've already announced Rocket Raccoon and Groot, but the next ones they do in the comic style aren't going to be by Adi. They're going to have a new artist come in and a new set. So if you get these six, that's a set and you're done.
Right.
And then if you like the next style, you can get that set, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I dig knowing what's all there before deciding whether or not to get all in on it. That's rare in this business, you know?
So yeah, kudos to Kodo. I think this is a really gorgeous piece. And again, at the size, I can't imagine them putting more detail into it. Everywhere I look on him, I see a new flesh wrinkle or vein that makes him feel so real. And the facial expression they used and the pose, I can't get over it. I mean, I talked about Sideshow doing their repaints of their Hulks, doing that weird dance maneuver. Here, if the three Hulks had been in this pose, I'd have bought three Hulks. This is a nice, neutral Hulk pose. It's a great Hulk pose.
Yeah, I mean, it's got some action in it, yet you can tell he's just getting ready to fight, you know, get into a stance to punch somebody. Where some of the other ones, I think, are a little too actiony or a little too neutral. I think this one strikes a nice balance in between.
Yeah, he's got a really good pose.
So that is our show for this week. But before we go, we promised 2 shows ago when we did our review of Marvel Infinite Series Wave 1 that somebody would win a Wasp by following us on Instagram and tagging us in a photo. Marjorie, who's the winner?
Humble Will. He actually tagged us in a really great Mini-Mate photo. It's very film noir. It's a ninja and Wolverine.
That is really awesome.
Nice.
So Humble Will, congratulations. And we have already contacted you to get your shipping information so we can get this out. Congratulations.
So get your shipping information together.
So we will be back in 2 weeks. I just got a big box, and I cannot lie. We're going to have to review it next show. It's a new Sideshow Premium format, Black Widow.
Oh, boy.
Widow got back. So all that and more on the next Marvelicious Toys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoy this podcast, please help our show by leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, MarvelliciousToys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and trade toys in the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at MarvelliciousToys.com. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds, as well as product reviews, on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL4. That's 803-627-8354. Or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show@MarvelliciousToys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Marvelicious Podcast video enhancement by Andrew, Daryl, Josh, and Barrett. Marvelicious website design by Jason. Graphic design by Justin. Photo editing by Curtis and Jeff. Announcements by Brock. If you also like Star Wars Collecting is covered at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at swactionnews.com. If you want to hear reviews of every movie ever based on Marvel Comics, check out those reviews and hundreds more on the Now Playing Podcast at nowplayingpodcast.com. Marvel Comics and all that the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended. Marvelicious Toys is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2014, all rights reserved, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
Yeah, my dogs are barking.
Take off your shoes!
Even with the Spider-Man being what it is, it's not like it's going to leave much of a lingering taste in any of our mouths, because we have X-Men coming up in 2 days.
I'm sorry, I'm stuck on lingering taste of Spider-Man in my mouth.
Gargle.
Are we tasting X-Men? Because I have dibs.
Marjorie and Justin both pre-ordered their 6-inch Iron Patriot.
With some new boots and possibly a new head sculpt.
Oh, you said boots.
Boots. Maybe some new boobs, too. You never know.
I am excited about the flocking, because flocking really just gets me going.
I didn't know how cool flocking a pop would be until I got Beast.
There's our title. Flocking a pop. I never knew how exciting flocking a pop would be.
When you call it pop pup, that makes me think that you're not ready for it.
I thought you were saying that on purpose.
No.
I wrote that down. That is our title.
From their new Adi Granov Adventures line? What the fuck's wrong with me?
Play School Adventures.
All right. But because Hulk has a wide stance, like a certain Minnesotan senator.
That's not dated at all.
I was wondering if anybody...
Arnie just caught up with the news.
I've been in a coma. I'm catching up.
Once a wide stance peer, always a wide stance peer.
Although he does kind of like he's doing the electric slide. So he could be doing a dance.
It's baseball season. He also could be winding up to pitch.
That's true.
And that made it sidearm.
Yeah, abundantly clear you don't know anything about baseball.
Well, no, if the arm was still in the process of going back.
Okay.
I know toys, not sports.
That's all right.
Can I get a shirt that says that?
Is it Marvelicious Toys?
Mm-hmm.
Which changed it to Marv Delicious.
Marv's Delicious?
Mm-hmm.
Marv's Delicious Toys.
Our biggest competitor. So get your shipping information together. I kill myself. I'm doing it for myself, people.
You're like Alf. I kill me!
I kill me! Where's the cat?